ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 8, Text 10, Lord Krishna shows the universal form. Srinanda Uvacha Alakshito Smin Rahasi Mamakayar Api Gobraje Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Pachana Purvakam. Srinanda Uvacha Alakshitosmin Rahasi Mamakaya Rapigo Braje Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Srinanda Uvacha Alakshitosmin Rahasi Mamakaya Apiko Braje Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Pachana Purvakam. Srinanda Uvacha Alakshitosmin Rahasi Mamakaya Rapigo Braje Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Srinanda Uvacha Alakshitosmin Rahasi Mamakar Apigo Praje Namakara Piko Praje Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Srinanda Uvacha Alakshitosmin Rahasi Namakara Piko Praje Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Uvacha Alakshitosmin Rahasi Matapi Go Praje Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Matajis, Srinanda Uvacha Lakshmitosmin Rahasi Mamakara Piko Praje Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Srinanda Uvacha. Nanda Maharaj said to Garga Muni, Arakshita. Without Kamsa's knowledge. Ashmin. In this cowshed. Rahasi. In a very solitary place. Mamakai. Even by my relatives. Api. A still more secluded place. Gobraje. Gobraje. In the cowshed. Kuru. Just execute. Dvijati samskaram. The purificatory process of second birth. Samskarad bhaved dvijaha. Swasti vachana purvakam. By chanting the Vedic hymns. To perform the purificatory process. Translation. Nanamara said, my dear great sage, if you think that you're performing this process of purification will make Kamsa suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purifying process of second birth here in the cowshed of my house without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives, for this process of purification is essential. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nanda Maharaj did not like the idea of avoiding the purificatory process. Despite the many obstacles, he wanted to take advantage of Garga Muni's presence and do what was needed. The purificatory process is essential, specifically for Brahmins, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. Therefore, since Nanda Maharaj presented himself as a Vaishya, the process of purification was essential. Formerly, such institutional activities were compulsory. Chaturvarnya maya shrishtam guna karma vibhagasa. Without these activities of purification, the society would be considered a society of animals. To take advantage of Garga Muni's presence, Nanda Maharaj wanted to perform the Namakarana ceremonies, even secretly, without any gorgeous arrangements. Therefore, the opportunity for purification should be regarded as the essential duty of human society. In Kali Yuga, however, people have forgotten the essence. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadruta. In this age, people are all bad and unfortunate, and they do not accept Vedic instruction to make their life successful. Nanda Maharaj, however, did not want to neglect anything to keep intact a happy society, advanced in spiritual knowledge. He took full advantage of Garga Muni's presence to do what was necessary. How degraded society has become within 5,000 years. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. The human life is obtained after many, many millions of births, and it is intended for purification. Previously, a father was eager to give all kinds of help to elevate his children, but at present, because of being misguided, people are prepared even to kill to avoid the responsibility of raising children. Sri Nanda Uvacha Alakshitosmin Rahasi Mamakaya Api Govraje Kuru Dvijati Samskaram Swasti Vachana Purvakam. Nanda Maharaj said, my dear great sage, if you think that you're performing this process of purification will make Kamsa suspicious, then secretly chant the Vedic hymns and perform the purifying process of second birth here in the cowshed of my house without the knowledge of anyone else, even my relatives, for this process of purification is essential. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, amazing verse, Nanda Maharaj had to instruct Garga Muni to go undercover, that if we're frightened that Kamsa may find out the child is born here, he'll come and kill the child. He had made that vow. So better we do it without even family members knowing. Better we perform sacrifice without anyone knowing. Sometimes devotees are put in that situation where they're at home or in a family of non-devotees where they're growing up, and their relatives don't like them chanting and don't want them performing sacrifice. But the devotees are secretly chanting. Suvas Prabhu had met, I think I was also there, the wife of this famous musician. I forget his name. What was the band? Aerosmith. What was his name? Jimmy Crespo or something? I forget. Billy Crespo? Yeah. Famous. No, it was the other one, though. Okay, whatever. Anyway, he was coming. He had come to St. Louis Temple. He had come to this temple, and he had bought so many items. And his wife told us we were putting on a... they wanted kirtan at some... the mayor at the time was in downtown Los Angeles. This was in probably the 90s, early 90s, mid-90s. Mayor Barry, he was putting on, he was there for some concert, and they invited the Hare Krishnas to chant and give out cookies. So this wife of this musician came out, and she said, you know, for years I could never figure out my husband. He would have his prayer beads, and he would wander off or go in the bathroom or hide, and I didn't know what he was doing. This is his wife. He wanted to keep it secret from everyone. And she said, even sometimes I'd go in the bathroom. Unfortunately, he was in the bathroom. He didn't know. And on the shelf was this amazing book from that said Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto. And he was always reading it. Isn't it, Savas? And he was secretly chanting Maha Mantra and reading Prabhupada's books.
She got startled because the first time that she found out that he was doing something weird was when she opened up this guitar case, and he had all kinds of buttons in there about, like, Lord Vishnu and Krishna and Lakshmi. And she thought he was like, for some poem.
She Savas Prabhu said she really freaked when she opened up his briefcase and saw all kinds of buttons and of Vishnu and Krishna, and she thought, my God, what has happened to my poor husband? But he became devotee. Still he's chanting. I remember he came by the St. Louis Temple in a limo, drove up to Lindell Boulevard. Out jumps this lead guitarist from Aerosmith, Jimmy Crespo, and runs in and buys a Harinam Chutter and gives me $400. In those days, $400 was like $2,000 now. This was in the 80s. So sometimes devotees, for one reason or another, have to go undercover. But it doesn't matter. Just like sometimes we were going to the shopping centers and to different places where it wasn't so legal. Nowadays, we have mostly legal spots and permission from the public. But a lot of times, devotees have to go undercover. And devotees would be so bold. I remember we were going, performing the Sankirtan Yajna. And I had some permit for some, I think the permit was, it was a piece of paper, I think to get a free oil change somewhere in Minnesota. And so they came up to me at the Minneapolis Mall. The first day they saw me, and I showed them, no, I've got permission. Put it away. It was the free oil change permission. So I've got permission here. And they said, oh, okay, go ahead. For the entire 10 days, till finally the chief came, or somebody in charge, said, what is this kid doing? And they came, and they looked at the permit. Which was, you get a free oil change at the Jiffy Lube on the corner of Nicollet and whatever. Krishna inspired devotees to be so bold that they would act like they were invited. I was there, I remember Pragosh Prabhu was there also. It was raining terribly. So I was finished for the day. I went to pick up Pragosh, and he had been kicked out of this one Target maybe three times. But he was at another Target, and he got, somehow, they let him go because he was escorting all the housewives. He bought an umbrella, and he would escort them from the door to their car, keeping them dry under the umbrella, and meanwhile sell them Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And I said, how they can see you. He said, no, manager said it's good. It's good PR, keep it up. Come back tomorrow if it's rainy. So sometimes we have to go undercover for Krishna consciousness. And it doesn't matter undercover, above cover, the yajna has to be performed. Because Srila Prabhupada explains in this verse, he points out twice, Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrutaha. Twice Prabhupada mentions it within three sentences. Kali Kaler Dharma Krishna, how does it go? The Bhagavatam verse, that in Kali Yuga, Pranal Pyusa Sabya, Koloas Min Yuge Jana, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Hi Upadruta. People are short lived, they're unlucky. They're misguided, they're quarrelsome, and above all, they're always disturbed. Therefore, these mantras and these sacrifices have to be performed in society, no matter what. Otherwise, these unfortunate people, here Prabhupada points out, previously a father was eager to give all kinds of help to elevate his children, but at present, because of being misguided, we don't think people are misguided, misguided to the point where they even kill their own child to avoid the responsibility of raising that child. In former days, this was unheard of. How could men and women become so barbarian? But nowadays, they're fighting for equal rights. We should have the right to kill our baby if we want. We should kill our baby, even killing the baby undercover. They don't consider that it's murder. They don't consider what abominable activity. The poor baby in the womb of the mother is the most innocent and dependent entity. The baby has to be nourished. Everything has to go right so that it could come properly out and become a well-developed child and grow into a human being for the opportunity of Krishna consciousness, of spirituality. But these days, because prayano piyusa sabya kalowas minyuge jana, people are short-lived, misguided. They don't know what the purpose of life. We heard yesterday, nate vidu swarga gati hi Vishnu. People don't know that the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. Therefore, they're doing anything and everything. The Vedic literatures tell us what is the real purpose of our life. There's this story of Maharaj Ambarish. He was such a Rajarishi, a great king, that he utilized everything for Krishna service. Savayamana Krishna Pararavindayo by Chamsi Vaikunta Gunanunvarnane Chakrachuta Satkatodaye Kamamcha Dasyena Tukama Kamyaya Yototoma Shloka Janashraya Rati. He used Maharaj Ambarish, he utilized Savayamana Krishna Paravindayo. He used his mind to always think of Lord Krishna. Everything he saw, everything he did, he's thinking of Krishna. We used to have devotee in the Seattle temple when I joined. Somehow they made me in charge of the street sankirtan. And there was one boy, younger boy, on the party, 18, 19-year-old, and he'd be staring in one of the big shopping center windows. His name was Nistula. I said, Nistula, what are you doing? And he said, don't you think this would make a great temple for Krishna? And I was like, my God, he's thinking, he's using his mind. I thought he was spacing out. We're supposed to be distributing books downtown. He was thinking of Krishna somehow or other. So this is our science. Maharaj Ambarish, Savayamana Krishna Paravindayo, the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Vaichamsi Vaikunta Guna Kunanu Varnane. He was always speaking the glories of the Lord of Vaikuntha. He used his tongue for the purpose of glorifying his power of speech to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He utilized his head to bow to the Lord. He utilized his nose to smell the flowers and the incense offered to the Lord. He utilized his ears to hear Satkatodaye, the transcendental message of the Lord. He utilized his eyes to see the beautiful deities of the Lord decorated so nicely. Kamam chadasye natu kama kamyaya yototamashloka janashrayarati. In this way, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became free from all material desire. This is the method Maharajan Barish. He was such a great saintly king, Raja Rishi, that even when Durvas Muni came and put him through the test, when he brought the 1,000 disciples, and Maharajan Barish had been fasting, and they went to the river to purify, and he was waiting, the time was ending to break the fast. And so Maharajan Barish took some water to break fast, but not really break fast. When Durvas returned, he was so angered that Ambarish didn't wait for him. He was puffed up yogi. He was big, big yogi. He could perform many mystical and physical acts of contorting his body. Thought he was so advanced. He cursed Maharajan Barish. He pulled out a hair, threw it on the ground. Big fiery demon came, and Maharajan Barish was immediately protected, being a devotee of the Lord. Krishna later told Durvasa, Sarunam Hridayam Mayam, Sarunam Hridayam Twaham. Devotees are in my heart, and I am in their heart. They don't know anybody but me, and I don't know anybody but them. This is Krishna. Krishna is saying, I don't even know anybody but devotees. But those other guys, I don't even know them. Devotees are in my heart, I'm in their heart. I don't know anything, they don't know anything but me, and I don't know anything but them. So, Maharajan Barish was protected. The Lord sent out his Sudarshan Chakra, devoured the fiery demon, and then went after the Durvasa. As the story goes, he went everywhere, anywhere, even to Vaikuntha, to beg forgiveness. And finally he was told, you have to go and beg forgiveness from Maharajan Barish. Only Maharajan Barish can save you. So this is Maharajan Barish showed the example of what human life is meant for. Macho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udra pasta vegam. Nectar of Instruction tells us, controlling macho vegam, the speech, manasa, the mind, krodha, anger, macho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva, the tongue, vegam, udrapasta vegam, the genitals. One who can control all these six items is qualified to actually be a guru and make disciples all over the world. So this is our human form of life. We're given this great opportunity for performing yajnas And more or less, we can perform yajñas openly and freely. But if we had to, we could hide. We could do the fire yajña in the shed, as we're taught here. But somehow or other, the most important thing is not hiding or not hiding. The most important thing is performing the yajña, performing the sacrifice. So our human form of life is meant for performing sacrifice, yajña by Vishnu. That sacrifice in this age is the Sankirtan yajña. This movement is the Sankirtan movement. It is a movement of Lord Chaitanya. The Sankirtan movement. And by distributing Krishna consciousness, the holy names, Krishna Prasadam, people will remember throughout their lives, they had one speech of this rich, 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 rich founder of, I think his name's Steve Jobs. Is that the one who's still alive? Not alive. Not alive so much. He never graduated college, but he started Apple. Or whatever he started. And so he was invited to one big university. And he went there and spoke. He said, I only have three things to say. He said, and this is the three things. And he told the story about his mother had given him up at birth, but she wanted him to be adopted by college people. They weren't, he wasn't, but they promised to send him to college. He didn't even last 6 months at Reed College. He said, and he remembers during those days that he was so poor, he used to collect little bottles to return for a nickel to get to eat. And every Sunday, he said, every Sunday, I'd go to the Hare Krishna temple and eat Krishna prasadam. We probably thought he was a bum. He probably smelled in those days. Steve Jobs could have been any guy in, what was it, San Francisco or Portland, Oregon, I forget. But he was coming every Sunday to eat prasadam. You never know who's eating prasadam. You never know who's getting the benefit. So we just have to keep performing the yajna no matter what. Give people prasadam. Give people the holy names. Give people Srila Prabhupada's books. Their lives will be changed. They'll become peaceful. They'll become happy. And the world can change. You won't change the world marching. 1, 2, 3, 4. You won't change the world. He's not my president. I was thinking, though, but we could have a sign. Savas is my president. We could have gone to Highway 10 when they stopped it. Savas is my president. So he's not my president. They have their slogans. Slogans, whatever. Shlokas. Hey, hey, ho, ho. So-and-so has got to go. That's not going to change the world. You'll be frustrated. But if you chant Hare Krishna, if you read Srila Prabhupada's books, if you apply the teachings to your daily life and give those teachings to others, and if you distribute prasadam, then we've seen the world has changed. The world has become more Krishna conscious than it was 50 years ago. 50 years ago, nobody knew about Krishna. Nobody was chanting Hari Nam in the streets. Nobody was hearing the word Krishna unless you knew some Hindus from India. Very rare. And now Krishna is a household name. Now people know about prasadam. Oh yeah, I was in Florida. We met people in different places. They grew up eating Krishna prasadam. Their entire college career, they ate every day at the college campus Krishna prasadam by devotees. So much has been done in 50 years. So much more has to be done in the next 50 to make this planet Krishna conscious. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.